think the other, these are just the practical tips. We've talked about it before, but when you design the policy, getting the right design is important, but knowing what to do and how to manage the questions associated with the policy. Making sure you have a clear business unit owner identified or legal assistant, if that's appropriate, an email or a phone number, but give clear direction on where you go if you have questions. And I think to the point of testing it, you can test it on the front end, you know, like, is your design the right design, by getting people together to really evaluate it. You can also test it after you've rolled it out, you know, which, are you getting more questions about it? Are people following it? You know, are they engaging on the discussion, or is there mass confusion? And, you know, at different times we've sometimes written a policy and then we found out that it was difficult to interpret. You know, people had a view, and then we started writing more FAQs to interpret the policy. And then you finally realized that probably what the problem was, the design wasn't correct. And so you kind of had to go back to the foundation, because the policy actually generated more questions than it answered.
Yeah, a really critical point that you raised is, who is the owner? Because sometimes people will mistakenly believe that legal is the owner somehow of a policy. They could be. They don't know who to go to. Who's going to interpret the policy? Is it my attorney, my business unit attorney? Is it somebody in corporate compliance? So to have the business owner on the policy is really kind of the starting point on where does that discussion take place.
It's also incredibly helpful for the owner of the policy, if it's a subject matter expert like privacy or something, for that owner to create Q&As and for that owner to create a checklist or something. Mm-hmm. Because that way, the person who presumably knows as much or more than anybody else in the company is producing those learning aids.